Post-traumatic stress disorder affects hundreds of thousands of veterans nationwide. Some veterans find ways to cope through counseling and support services. And as WUWM's Mayan Silver reports, in some cases, it's volunteering that can bring further healing.
One veteran who knows the value of volunteering is William Sims. He served in Vietnam. I met him at the Organic Therapy Garden at Vets Place Central on Milwaukee's west side. It has apartments for veterans who had been homeless. Sims volunteers here every Saturday morning. On this day, he's hauling out tools from a shed.
We have some people that's going to be cutting grass, cutting shrubbery, things of that nature.
Sims works at the organization which runs Vets Place Central. The garden was his idea, and he helped create it by volunteering his time.
Guys kept coming by and looking at it and playing with the tomatoes and everything else. So I said, well, hey, it'd be a good thing to get everybody involved.
The veterans who live at the center get a small stipend for working here. Other vets volunteer to keep the garden running. Sim says gardening can relieve stress and take away PTSD symptoms.
Well, you're dealing with the earth. You got your hands in the earth. It feels good. And you're growing something. Generally, veterans, in their capacity, they're destroying something.
For Sims, volunteering is like gardening, a way to relieve stress, take away PTSD symptoms, and build self-worth. Another veteran who's used volunteering to deal with the trauma of active duty is John Stuhlmacher. He served in the Wisconsin Army National Guard and was deployed a few times, including to Iraq in 2003.
When I was in the military, we had kind of like a purpose and drive and kind of a mission greater than self mentality. And after getting out of the military, I still had it a little bit, but as PTSD and other things kind of creep in, you start to slowly kind of close back in on yourself and you don't really see that purpose anymore, that greater good type thing, or at least I didn't.
Stuhlmacher says he found a sense of purpose by volunteering after Hurricanes Irma and Harvey hit last year. He joined a disaster response group made up of military veterans. He says while the main goal is helping victims, volunteers get something out of it too.
A lot of us call it recharging the batteries. When you're really starting to get down or something like that, if you go on one of our operations or one of our events, you feel rejuvenated.
These stories are not surprising, according to Monica Matthew, a professor of social work at St. Louis University. She's found in her research that veterans who volunteer tend to have healthier, more fulfilling lives. She says their mental health improves when they serve other people.
And when people do that, individuals who've experienced trauma in their background find that the symptoms of numbing and avoidance really are decreased because you're really engaging with others, you're serving others, and it really allows people that perspective that the world can be safe again.
William Sims, who we met at the Veterans Garden, adds that volunteering helps vets know they're not alone.
If veterans can look outside themselves and understand that they're not the only ones that's suffering through certain things, then I think it helps them and it also helps other people that they're in dialogue with.
By next year, Sims will have spent 50 years at his job working with vets. He says after he retires, he'll continue volunteering at the garden. Mayan Silver, 89.7 WUWM.